Good morning. It's April 5th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a significant diplomatic move, President Biden has directly communicated to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the future of U.S. support for Israel's military operations in Gaza depends on Israel's commitment to reducing civilian casualties and enhancing humanitarian efforts. This development comes in the wake of the tragic loss of 7 aid workers, underscoring the urgency of the situation. The backdrop of this diplomatic exchange is marked by the recent deaths of these aid workers, which have intensified the call for Israel to implement concrete measures aimed at minimizing civilian harm and improving the delivery of aid to those affected by the conflict. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has amplified this message, suggesting that the U.S. could reconsider its policy stance toward Israel based on its actions in the coming hours and days, signaling a critical juncture for U.S.-Israel relations. The domestic response in the U.S. has been one of growing discontent, with voices within the Democratic Party advocating for a reevaluation of arms sales to Israel, making them conditional on Israel's adherence to humanitarian principles in its military engagements. This sentiment reflects a broader concern over the conduct of operations in Gaza and the impact on civilian populations. Despite these tensions, President Biden has not wavered in his assertion of unwavering U.S. support for Israel's security, particularly in the face of threats emanating from Iran. This dual stance highlights the complex dynamics at play, balancing the need for immediate humanitarian improvements in Gaza with the strategic imperatives of U.S.-Israel relations. In a significant legal development, former President Donald Trump's efforts to dismiss criminal cases against him in Georgia and a federal classified documents case have hit a wall, as judges in both instances have ruled against his motions. This development marks a pivotal moment in the series of legal challenges Trump faces, underscoring the gravity of the allegations against him. In Georgia, the spotlight falls on the RICO election interference case, where Judge Scott McAfee has made it clear that First Amendment protections do not extend to political speech if it's used for criminal purposes. This ruling paves the way for the case to proceed, focusing on Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in the state. It's noteworthy that some of Trump's associates have already pleaded guilty in connection with this case. This legal battle is just one facet of Trump's troubles, as he also stands accused of improperly retaining classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. The breadth of these challenges is extensive, with Trump facing a total of 3 potential criminal trials, including a New York case related to hush money payments. As the legal proceedings unfold, the timing of the trials remains uncertain, with the possibility of them occurring before the next November election still up in the air. Judges have yet to rule on all of Trump's dismissal requests, leaving the trial dates pending. This ongoing saga not only highlights the legal hurdles facing Trump, but also raises questions about the impact these cases may have on his political future. In a leap towards lunar exploration, NASA has embarked on a mission to develop a lunar terrain vehicle, or LTV, that will redefine how astronauts traverse the moon's surface. This comes as part of the ambitious Artemis program, aiming to establish a long-term human presence on our celestial neighbor. NASA has awarded a substantial $4.6 billion contract to 3 innovative companies: Intuitive Machines, Lunar Outpost, and Venturi Astrolab. These companies are tasked with bringing the vision of a highly capable LTV to life, with the first delivery targeted for the Artemis V mission in September 2029 or later, marking a new era of lunar exploration. The Artemis program is not just about landing the first woman and the next man on the moon in 2026, but about sustaining human life there, with the LTV playing a crucial role in exploring the moon's South Pole region, which is believed to contain water ice. This area's exploration is made possible through the LTV's design for autonomy, featuring capabilities for robotic and remote operations, ensuring that astronauts can safely and efficiently navigate the lunar landscape. Before the manned Artemis missions kick off, a working prototype of the LTV is expected to undergo practical testing and demonstration on the moon, setting the stage for a new era of exploration. In an interesting twist, the White House has tasked NASA with creating a new time zone for the moon, the Coordinated Lunar Time, or LTC, to streamline operations and timekeeping for lunar spacecraft and satellites. This initiative not only underscores the seriousness of establishing a human presence on the Moon, but also paves the way for commercial opportunities, as the LTV contract allows the providers to use the vehicle for commercial purposes between NASA missions, extending through 2039. This project represents a significant milestone in humanity's quest to conquer and inhabit the lunar landscape, bringing the dream of a sustainable human presence on the Moon one step closer to reality. In a scene straight out of a Hollywood movie, a group of thieves pulled off a heist in Los Angeles, making off with approximately $30 million from a Garda World money storage facility on Easter Sunday. The audacity and sophistication of the operation have caught the city's attention, marking it as one of the most significant thefts in recent history. The heist was meticulously planned, with the thieves gaining entry through the facility's roof and managing to crack open a safe, all while evading detection by the advanced security systems in place. This breach was not discovered until the next day when employees opened the safe, revealing the enormity of the theft and suggesting a critical oversight in security monitoring. This incident is not an isolated event, but rather a highlight in a series of high-profile thefts that have plagued the region. It casts a long shadow over the effectiveness of security measures currently employed, prompting a serious reevaluation of protocols. In response to the gravity of the situation, the Los Angeles Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have joined forces, underlining the serious implications of the crime. Despite the ongoing investigation, the precise amount of money stolen is still being calculated, and the culprits behind this daring operation remain at large. As of now, Garda World, the company at the center of this storm, has remained silent, offering no comments on the breach. This silence adds an air of mystery to an already complex situation, leaving the public and authorities eager for answers. In a groundbreaking medical event, Rick Slayman, a 62-year-old from Weymouth, Massachusetts, has become the first person to receive a genetically modified pig kidney transplant, marking a significant milestone in the field of medicine and offering new hope to those on organ transplant waiting lists. Rick Slayman was facing a dire situation with end-stage kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. His health was deteriorating after a human donor kidney transplant in 2018 began to fail. In a bid to save his life, Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston turned to a revolutionary approach using CRISPR-Cas9 technology to genetically modify a pig kidney for transplantation. This involved making 69 genetic edits to the pig kidney to ensure compatibility and reduce the risk of rejection. The transplant, performed on March 16th, was a success. Despite initial symptoms of cellular rejection, Slayman's body is now successfully accepting the new kidney. The organ is performing its vital functions, filtering toxins, maintaining fluid balance, and producing urine. This achievement was made possible under the FDA's Compassionate Use Protocol, highlighting the urgent need for innovative solutions to the organ shortage crisis. Currently, over 100,000 people in the U.S. are on the transplant waiting list, with 90,000 in need of kidneys. This successful transplant opens the door to xenotransplantation as a viable solution to this crisis. Developed by eGenesis, the genetically modified pig kidney in Slayman's body is a beacon of hope for millions suffering from organ failure worldwide. Slayman's recovery and the successful functioning of the pig kidney in his body symbolize a new era in the field of organ transplants. His story is not just a personal victory, but a global milestone that could change the lives of thousands waiting for a transplant. As Slayman looks forward to a life free from the burdens of dialysis, the world watches with renewed optimism for the future of organ transplantation. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.